Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Mr. Money with the Vibe by Asake. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Mr. Money with the Vibe by Asake was released September 7th, 2022 under YBNL Empire. It has 12 songs, which is 30 minutes 11 seconds of runtime, two collabos, and is entirely produced by Magic Sticks. Asake must be one of the most gifted musicians to come out of Nigeria in recent times. He is a hitmaker of note and hasn't even been around that long, at roughly 3 to 4 years. Of course, his best work by numbers only really began last year in 2021. Mr. Money with the Vibe starts off in true Asake fashion with the choral type vocals, and it's absolutely beautiful. Then when the log drum kicks in, while the harmonies are right at the peak, it's when the song ends. It's just, man, it's amazing. But it's absolutely beautiful. And just like that, the smash hit Terminator makes itself known to the listeners. The transition from song to song is an easy highlight. The guitar on Terminator is gorgeous, by the way. And I think it's a theme. This guitar is a theme. The album features a number of songs that we already know, such as Peace Be Unto You, and I mean, we're talking smash hits. Smash hits. This guy, I just don't know. Asake has found a sound which is really a pacier Afro beats with amapiano fusion that at times has a very strong house feel to it. A song such as Dupe and Sunmami and also Joa are examples of the very housey sound on Mr. Money with the Vibe. The sprinkles of guitar that I mentioned are very apparent throughout Mr. Money with the Vibe, and it works brilliantly to accentuate the existing layers and to nice things up throughout the album. Asake also slows down brilliantly on songs such as Nzaza, and the song even has a maturity to it, you know, just in the delivery and how it sounds, and as you consume it, you just feel the music. Honestly, I actually admire how Asake made the two collabos on this album amazing. First, Russ. Man, such a good feature. Like, honestly, such a good collabo there. And of course, Burna Boy. Come on, man. What? Oluwa Bena, please. And both songs are fire. But it also meant that Asake didn't really sacrifice his own voice for anybody else to be on his album, and he's made a name for himself without trying, really. I mean, he's put a lot of effort, but it just seems so effortless. The whole Mr. Money with the Vibe album is gapless playback, simply to say there's no silence between songs, and I just love that completely. The sequencing was great, and the way he started the album right through to Terminator being like the next song right after was really good, and then slowing it down a bit later on, I think that was a good move. Another thing of Mr. Money with the Vibe is it doesn't really rely on the singles that were released prior to be a good album, because he could have packed this album with his last, I don't know how many singles, but he didn't do that, which I think was fantastic, because he shows that he actually has quite a bit of good music in the vault, which is great. And it'll be interesting to note if the choral type choruses that Asake uses remain a mainstay of his music. And by this showing, they definitely are, and I would call them his signature. It is an acquired taste, because it's kind of like, you know, it hits you a little bit. Yet it's absolutely mind-blowing in its application. once you get past the amusement or sometimes even the confusion of, damn, this is what he's doing, you begin to appreciate how well he has done to make the sound his own. It totally is his own. And even musically, just sonically, oh my goodness, he has crafted his own sound. I know there are a lot of people who are going to be like, but, you know, it's a bastardization of former piano using the log drum, but there are no rules to this game. He just took the sounds that he liked and he made something unique out of them, which is, look, genius. This is when you really peel the other layers, such as that Asake did backing vocals on Burna Boy's Last. You see what's happening here? Yeah. On the other hand, I could say pretty much the same for the log drum itself. The question really is that his mainstay go-to sound, the log drum? I could argue that he proves that he can do without it on songs such as Ototo. And that opens up our ears to the element of surprise, to be honest. We don't know what his next songs or projects are going to be like. Maybe he's going to drop the log drum, maybe he won't. But he's talented enough to do whatever, and I can almost guarantee that he will deliver. The burning question is, did Asake deliver on Mr. Money with the Vibe? And the short answer is Mos Def. Asake fans are going to feast, and this is such an easy to call no skips album. I can guarantee that from track 1 to track 12, he just did some crazy stuff. I'd give this album a straight 9 out of 10. Almost there. Almost.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.